I'm Leah Stewart from Reed Klayman in Austin, and I have the joy and honor of being your presiding officer this morning, but also introducing our first speaker for the day. This is Patient and Public Accountability for Error and Harm, the Vanderbilt Nurse Case Revisited. And our speaker is William Sage, Professor of Law, Medicine, and Government, three schools, at Texas A&M University. I'm personal friends with Dr. Sage. I met him when I started at UT several years ago, because at that time, Dr. Sage was also at UT. So the thing we have in common, besides our love of health law, is that we both have A&M, since I'm an Aggie undergrad, and UT connections. But Dr. Sage was then recruited away from UT to serve at A&M in the medical and law schools there, as I already said, but also in the Bush School of Government and Public Service. But most importantly, he was recruited to develop a university-wide institute for health care access at Texas A&M. So he's very much enjoying that job, and I am very pleased to introduce him to you this morning.
Thank you, Leah. It's great to see you. It's great to be here. Several old friends and meeting some new ones. I'm also really pleased that you're all willing to let me talk about the Vanderbilt nurse case, which cuts across so many issues that I've spent so much of my career working on, whether it's patient safety, liability, professionalism, the healthcare workforce, nursing policy in particular, institutional design, institutional accountability. This case, you know, for me, brings together a whole bunch of things that I really care about. So, you know, yes, I find it, you know, intellectually interesting, professionally interesting, but I really care about these things. But I will try to keep it light, and the goal is going to be to try to explain some things that probably will surprise you. And that's sort of in keeping with my health law and policy career, where my advantage tends to be that I can see connections among issues and trends that people who are very much narrow subject matter experts don't usually have the luxury of seeing. And I've been sort of astonished how, in a year since the criminal conviction of this nurse in Tennessee, this case has sort of faded, and I think that's a series of missed opportunities. So here's disclaimers. I've gone through the media, I've gone through publicly available documents, I've had a number of conversations, both contemporary to the criminal trial and sentencing, and subsequently with other people that I work with across the country, including in Tennessee, on patient safety and what's often called just culture. But I haven't immersed myself in the details of the legal proceedings, and I am not sharing any confidential or inside information about the case, because I have no such information. I have some educated guesses, but nothing that is factual. Here's the basic timeline. It's a very good article that's linked below that was in the Tennessean during the criminal trial just over a year ago. Basically, the facts most of you would have heard a year ago, even if you've forgotten, but in December of 2017, a patient named Charlene Murphy, a 75-year-old woman, was admitted to Vanderbilt University Medical Center with a suspicion of a cerebrovascular episode, and was taken to the radiology department for PET scanning. A nurse was asked to come down to accompany her and to give her 2 milligrams of intravenous midazolam as an anti-anxiety preventative while she was in the scanner. She had actually requested something for her anxiety because she said she was claustrophobic. The nurse, using an automated dispensing system for the medication that was subject to alerts that were by the nurse overridden, did not know that midazolam is the generic name for the drug that was ordered by the physician. Versed, looked for a V, could not find it. looked again with an override, got dispensed a different drug beginning with V. It happened to be Vecuronium, which is a neuromuscular blocking agent. She reconstituted the Vecuronium, ignored a series of warnings on the packaging.